Chapter 10, Speed Keto Recipes. The recipes in Section 1, Breakfast, Coconut, Ginger, and Avocado Smoothie, Morning Coffee Smoothie, Baked Ham and Egg Muffin Cups, Morning Egg Scramble with Bacon, Bacon and Eggs Breakfast, Mini Breakfast Quiche, Breakfast Sausage and Eggs. Recipes Section 2, Lunch, Tuna Salad, Italian Wedding Soup, Deviled Eggs, Avocado Roll-Ups, Salmon Skewers, Avocado Boats with Tuna Salad, and Grilled Sausages. Recipes Section 3, Dinner, Thai Chicken Bowl, Easy Shrimp and Asparagus Bake, Lemon, Garlic and Thyme Shrimp, Spaghetti Bolognese, Coconut Beef Stew Curry, Chicken Drums, Baked or Grilled, Grilled Steak, Low and Slow Lamb Chops, Baked Lemon Dill Haddock, Roasted Chicken, Chicken Caesar with Boiled Egg and Avocado, Keto Cabbage Roll Casserole, Curried Chicken, Bacon-Wrapped Keto Chicken Fingers, BLT Plus Chicken Dinner Salad, Tex-Mex Style Burger, Spicy Tomato Chicken with Cauliflower Rice, Fried Pork Chop with Mushrooms and Green Beans, Asian Beef Dinner Salad, Asian Wings. Recipes Section 4, Salads, Marinated Cherry Tomato Salad, Favorite Green Salad, Arugula Avocado and Tomato Side Salad, an Easy Caesar Salad. Recipes Section 5, Sides, Mock Potato Side Salad, Broccoli with Bacon Crumbles, Baked Brussels Sprouts, Baked Asparagus. Recipes Section 6, Essentials, Bulletproof Coffee, Chicken Broth, and Ghee. Recipes Section 1, Breakfast. Our first recipe is the Coconut, Ginger, and Avocado Smoothie. If you're in a hurry and a bit behind schedule this morning, this smoothie will get you out the door quickly. The recipe makes 2 servings. The ingredients you'll need are 1/2 Haas avocado, ripe, 3/4 cup full-fat coconut milk, canned, 1 teaspoon fresh ginger, finely grated, 1/2 teaspoon turmeric, 1 teaspoon lemon juice, and 1 cup crushed ice. Preparation. Blend avocado, coconut milk, ginger, turmeric, and lemon juice on low speed until smooth. Add crushed ice, then blend on high speed until smooth. If using sweetener, taste and adjust your sweetness and tartness as per your preference. This recipe yields 2 servings. The calories are 208 per serving. Total carbs, 5 grams. Fiber, 1 gram. Total fat, 21 grams. Protein, 1 gram. Morning coffee smoothie. Did you sleep in this morning? Throw these ingredients in the blender, then grab this coffee smoothie on your way out the door. Sometimes my coffee gets cold in the cup when I'm busy, but I don't pour it down the drain. Instead, I put it in a bottle and keep it in the fridge for busy mornings when I need to make this smoothie in a hurry. You could also just freeze leftover coffee into ice cubes for an extra thick smoothie. Ingredients: 1/2 cup cold coffee, 1/2 ripe avocado, 1/2 tablespoon cocoa powder, 1/2 cup coconut milk canned, 1/2 cup crushed ice. Preparation. Blend all ingredients. Pour into beverage bottle and go. This yields 1 serving. Total calories are 173. Total carbs, 5 grams. Fiber, 1 gram. Total fat, 16 grams. Protein, 2 grams. Baked ham and egg muffin cups. Simple yet elegant and ready for baking in no time. Pop in the oven, then turn your attention to other morning chores. Breakfast will be ready in 15 minutes. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons coconut oil melted, 4 slices of ham thinly sliced, 4 large eggs, a sprinkle of salt, and a grinding of pepper. Preparation: preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Divide melted oil between 4 muffin cups, brushing the oil up and around the sides of each cup. Line each muffin cup with a slice of ham, then crack an egg into each ham-lined cup. Season with salt and pepper. Bake for 15 minutes for soft yolks. A little less if you like your yolks runny, and a bit more if you want them hard. Remove from the oven and cool for a minute. Remove from tins, being careful, and serve immediately. If you don't eat ham, you can use thinly sliced turkey instead of ham in this recipe. It yields 4 servings. Calories are 125 per serving. Total fat, 13 grams. Total carbs, 1 gram. Fiber, 0 grams. Protein, 12 grams. Morning egg scramble with bacon. If you don't eat pork, you can substitute turkey bacon. Bacon and scrambled eggs are a fine pairing, and if you choose this breakfast without the bacon, you'll be out the door in no time. 2 strips of pork or turkey bacon, 2 teaspoons ghee, 2 tablespoons onion diced small, 2 eggs whisked, salt and pepper to taste. Preparation: fry bacon until crispy. Drain on paper towel and set aside. Keep warm. Wipe out the pan, then melt the ghee in the pan over medium heat. Add onion and saute for a minute or two until translucent and golden in color. Pour in whisked eggs and cook, stirring constantly until the egg is done to your liking. Adjust seasoning with salt and pepper and serve on a warmed plate with bacon strips alongside. This recipe yields 1 serving. Calories, 411. Total carbs, 3 grams. Fiber, 0 grams. Total fat, 36 grams. Protein, 20 grams. Bacon and eggs breakfast. If you don't eat pork, you can substitute turkey bacon. This recipe features classic fried eggs and bacon, but feel free to cook the eggs any way you want: poached, boiled, baked, or scrambled. Ingredients: 2 bacon strips, 2 large eggs. Preparation: heat a heavy skillet over medium-high heat. Add bacon strips and fry, flipping the bacon now and then until it's nice and crispy. Remove and drain onto a paper towel. Turn the heat under the skillet down to medium and crack the eggs onto the hot grease from the bacon. Cook to your individual preference. This recipe yields 1 serving. Calories, 312. Total carbs, 1 gram. Fiber, 0 grams. Total fat, 27 grams. Protein, 16 grams. Mini breakfast quiche. We call these breakfast quiches, but really they're great for any meal of the day. And bonus, they taste great cold or at room temperature, so make extra and have some for a meal tomorrow. they'll keep well in the fridge when wrapped up tight for 3 days. This recipe uses black olives, sun-dried tomatoes, and caramelized onions, but you should feel free to change it up and use whatever you have on hand. Spinach and ham make a hearty mini quiche that's excellent with thin slices of avocado served on the side. There's an endless list of possible ingredients and flavor profiles, so you aren't likely to ever get bored eating mini quiche. We recommend using a silicone muffin pan for this recipe. The flexible silicone makes it really easy to remove the quiche when the time comes. Ingredients: 1 large cooking onion, diced medium, 2 teaspoons ghee, 2 tablespoons finely diced sun-dried tomato, 4 Mediterranean dried black olives, 6 eggs, 1/4 cup heavy cream, 1/2 teaspoon Himalayan salt, 1/4 teaspoon black pepper. Preparation: preheat oven to 350 Fahrenheit. Melt ghee in the skillet over medium-high heat. Add the diced onion and turn the heat under the pan down to medium. Saute the onion until translucent and lightly caramelized, about 5 minutes. While the onions are cooking, prepare a muffin pan, 6 individual cups, with a light coating of coconut oil. Remove the olive meat from the pits and chop coarsely. Discard the pits. Divide the caramelized onions, chopped black olives, and diced sun-dried tomatoes evenly amongst the 6 muffin cups. Whisk the 6 eggs together with the heavy cream, salt, and pepper, and pour over the ingredients already distributed in the 6 muffin cups, dividing the egg mixture evenly. Place on the middle rack of the preheated oven and bake for 30 minutes, or until the egg has set and a skewer comes out clean when inserted into the middle of one of the muffin cups. Let cool for a few minutes and then slip the mini quiches out of the muffin cups and onto a plate. This recipe yields 3 servings, 2 mini quiche per serving. Calories per serving, 238. Total carbs, 4 grams. Fiber, 0 grams. Total fat, 18 grams. Protein, 12 grams. Breakfast sausage and eggs. Ingredients: 2 breakfast sausage links, pork or turkey, 2 large eggs. Preparation: heat a heavy skillet over medium-high heat. Add sausage links and fry, rolling the sausage around now and then until it's nicely browned on all sides. Remove and drain on a paper towel. Turn the heat under the skillet down to medium and crack the eggs into the hot grease from the sausage. Cook to your individual preference. This recipe yields 1 serving. Calories, 256. Total carbs, 2 grams. Fiber, 0 grams. Total fat, 19 grams. Protein, 19 grams. Recipes Section 2, Lunch. Tuna salad. Great for packing in a lunch kit. You can make this one the night before. Ingredients: 1/2 avocado, diced small. 2 tablespoons celery, diced small. 1/2 can of tuna. 2 tablespoons mayonnaise. 1 teaspoon avocado oil. 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard. Salt and pepper to taste. A handful of salad greens. Preparation: mix together the diced avocado and celery. Flake the tuna and add the mayonnaise, avocado oil, and Dijon mustard. Mix well. Combine the 2 mixtures, salt and pepper to taste. Place the tuna salad on top of the salad greens and serve with sliced tomato. This recipe yields one serving. Calories, 417. Total carbohydrates, 7 grams. Fiber, 5 grams. Total fat, 37 grams. Protein, 18 grams. Italian wedding soup, the keto version. This low-carb ketogenic version of traditional Italian wedding soup is high on our list of preferred comfort foods. We don't miss the tiny round pasta that's usually found in this soup and are very happy with the cauliflower rice we've substituted. Once the soup simmers in the pot for a while, the cauliflower bits soften up as they absorb the broth and sausage flavors, providing a nice thickening element in our keto-friendly recipe. Ingredients: 1/2 cup cooking onion, diced medium, 1 tablespoon ghee or extra virgin olive oil, 1 cup cauliflower, 3 cups chicken stock or bouillon, 3 Italian sausages, pork or turkey, 3 cups baby spinach. Preparation: saute cooking onion over medium heat until soft and translucent. Grate the cauliflower using the small food processor or box grater to rice-sized bits and add to the pot. Pour in the chicken broth and raise the heat under the pot until it begins to simmer. Adjust the heat so it continues to simmer. Using a sharp kitchen scissors, snip the Italian sausage into tiny-sized meatball pieces. Add to the pot and continue to simmer for 15 minutes. When you're ready to serve the soup, stir in the baby spinach. It will quickly wilt into the broth. Remove the pot from the heat when the spinach is cooked but still a nice bright green. This will only take 1 or 2 minutes. This recipe yields 3 servings, 3 lunches on Speed Keto. Calories are 344 per serving. Total carbs, 8 grams. Fiber, 2 grams. Total fat, 27 grams. Protein, 17 grams. Deviled eggs. My granny used to serve deviled eggs at lunchtime, and today it's still a favorite comfort food for my own family. These tasty eggs make a great snack at any time of the day for those on a ketogenic eating plan. Ingredients: 2 large eggs, hard boiled, 1 tablespoon mayonnaise, 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard, 1/2 teaspoon onion powder, salt and pepper to taste. Preparation: cut hard-boiled eggs in half lengthwise, remove yolks, and place them into a small bowl. Add the mayo, Dijon mustard, and onion powder. Mash everything together using a fork and season to taste with salt and pepper. Using a teaspoon, carefully mound the yolk mixture onto the egg halves, garnish with a sprinkle of paprika, and serve or refrigerate immediately. This recipe yields 2 servings. Calories, 118 per serving. Total carbs, 1 gram. Fiber, 0 grams. Total fat, 10 grams. Protein, 6 grams. Avocado roll-ups. Easy to make and perfect for lunch. Make them often and change up the flavor profile by using different types of deli meat. Select the baked style of deli meat and choose the brands with no added sugar. Ingredients: 1 ripe avocado, 6 ham, prosciutto, turkey, or chicken deli meat slices, thinly sliced. Cut avocado in half and remove the seed. Score the avocado flesh into 6 large slices, lengthwise, then remove the outer skin. Lay 1 deli meat slice out flat and place an avocado slice on top, then roll it up. Repeat with remaining meat and avocado slices. Serve immediately. This recipe yields 2 servings. Calories, 159 per serving. Total carbs, 6 grams. Fiber, 5 grams. Total fat, 13 grams. Protein, 5 grams. These are the macros if thinly sliced deli turkey is used. Salmon skewers. Pre-soak the wooden skewers for about half an hour, then prep this meal in 5 minutes while you preheat the barbecue. Alternately, you can simply broil these skewers in the oven. Just be careful to position the rack low enough that the skewers don't get too hot and char. Keep a close eye on the salmon as it can be overcooked easily. Ingredients: 1 pound salmon fillet, 1 tablespoon coconut aminos or tamari sauce, 1 tablespoon apple cider vinegar, 1 teaspoon fresh ginger minced, 1 garlic clove minced, 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, freshly ground pepper, 1 small zucchini cut into 1/4 inch slices, wooden skewers. Preparation. Cut salmon into 12 chunks and thread onto pre-soaked wooden skewers, alternating chunks with zucchini slices. Place in a shallow dish. Whisk together the coconut aminos, apple cider vinegar, ginger, garlic, and olive oil with a grinding of fresh pepper. Pour over skewers, turning to coat. Marinate in the refrigerator for 30 minutes. You can grill these salmon skewers on a barbecue, preheated on medium high, or broil them in the oven, about 2.5 minutes per side, until the salmon is flaky and cooks through. This recipe yields 4 servings. Calories per serving, 145. Total carbs, 8 grams. Fiber, 1 gram. Total fat, 3 grams. Protein, 14 grams. Avocado boats with tuna salad. This recipe is perfect for when you have an avocado that's ripe. Avocado boats with tuna salad filling look elegant and make a quick and easy lunch. Ingredients: 1 ripe Hass avocado, cut in half and pit removed. 1 can solid tuna packed in oil. 2 tablespoons mayonnaise. 1 teaspoon onion powder. Salt and pepper to taste. Preparation. Cut avocado in half and remove pit. Leave the skin on. Mix tuna with mayonnaise and onion powder. Season with salt and pepper to taste. Mound tuna salad inside the avocado halves and serve. This recipe yields 2 servings. Total calories per serving, 267. Total carbs, 7 grams. Fiber, 5 grams. Total fat, 27 grams. Protein, 11 grams. Grilled sausages. We like the taste of barbecue sausages best, but sometimes we cook them on the stovetop too. However you do them, it's an easy meal. If you're away from home at lunchtime, cook them the night before and refrigerate them for use the next day. They can be eaten cold or reheated. Feel free to use pork or turkey sausage. We've selected Italian sausages, but you should choose from the sausage flavor you prefer. Just be sure to select organic, grass-fed meat sausages with no added sugar. Ingredients: 2 Italian sausage links, large size, 100 grams. Preparation. Barbecue method. Grill on medium-high until internal temperature of sausage is 165 Fahrenheit. Stovetop method. Brush a heavy skillet with oil and fry sausage links, turning so all sides get browned until internal temperature reaches 165 Fahrenheit. This recipe yields one serving. Total calories per serving, 520. That's two sausages. Total carbs, 6 grams. Fiber, 0 grams. Total fat, 42 grams. Protein, 28 grams.